If some Czech soldiers' response to serving in Kuwait is any indication of support for a war in Iraq, the Bush administration really does have its work cut out for it. When given the opportunity on Monday to leave Kuwait, 7 soldiers immediately hopped a ride home with the Czech defense minister. Another 20 said they want to leave. Joining us now is Peter Green, the New York Times reporter based in the Czech Republic. Peter, can you tell us exactly how these soldiers were given the opportunity to leave Kuwait in the first place?
The defense minister was visiting his troops on a regular inspection and had a town meeting with them where many of the soldiers said they had personal problems at home and didn't really want to stay months more in the desert. One fellow's daughter was dying of cancer. Another fellow's wife had threatened to leave him. And the minister said, well, those of you who really want to go, just get on the plane. And they did.
And what was the reaction in the Czech Republic to this news?
The newspapers said it was a great shame on the Czech army, and they were once again showing that the Czechs might not be very reliable allies. On TV, they cast the whole thing differently. They said, look, these guys all had serious family problems, and this was an opportunity for them to leave and make a rotation that they would have made anyway. What struck me as strange about the whole thing is that it just doesn't quite seem the way one goes about it, that the minister shows up and then those who want to leave, leave. Usually you go through a commanding officer and a lot of paperwork before you can get out of a mission like that. And the whole thing reminds people here of one of the Czechs' greatest literary heroes, the good soldier Schweik, who was a beer-drinking, good-for-nothing, who managed to avoid his service in the First World War through every excuse under the sun. Some of the newspapers are alluding to this, that the Czechs can't afford to be seen as modern-day Schweiks.
Well, what does this say about Czech support for the idea of a war with Iraq?
There isn't much Czech support for the idea of a war with Iraq. The Czechs reflect what is really the consensus across continental Europe, and I think even in Britain, that if there's to be a war with Iraq, now is not the time, and the reasons for war haven't been shown.
What about the defense minister himself? Is he supportive of a war with Iraq?
Publicly, the minister has been very supportive of a war with Iraq. I think a lot of members of the government have misgivings about whether this is the time and the place to go to war. Members of the opposition have been much more open about this and said we haven't exhausted all the possibilities of avoiding a war. But the prime minister has said very clearly that his government has to toe the line, that this is an obligation they have as an ally of the U.S., and that the U.S. has always been a friend to this country, brought it into NATO, helped it get out of communism, and this is one of their obligations.
What exactly are the Czech troops doing in Kuwait?
The Czech troops in Kuwait are part of an anti-chemical nuclear biological warfare battalion. They're specialized in defense measures, chemicals that neutralize chemical warfare things. They have special rubber suits for decontaminating places where there may be an attack of a chemical or a biological or a nuclear weapon. And they have mobile laboratories to test for the presence of these weapons.
Thanks very much, Peter.
Thank you.
The New York Times' Peter Green in Prague.